and you're listening to the Faptacular 1 Hour Special Podcast. I must say, I do enjoy listening to the show on mute. It really just brings out the best in everyone. Enjoy the show.
Well, anyway, I promised you there would be an event when we came back, and I live up to my promises. So, my good friend Julius here, he's single. He's a bit lonely at times. He cries.
I cry all the time.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm crying right now.
See? Just, ladies, you're like an emotional man.
I understand you. You know, sure, sometimes I look at you when you're sleeping, but that's cool. And so what if I videotape it and put it on the internet? That's totally normal. Everyone does that. You know, so what if I post those videos on X-Hamster where I'm a fat dude who dresses up in lingerie and I start touching myself? You know, screw you, guy. You can't judge. Don't judge me. I'm completely normal. Now... So that was the little bio.
I was gonna set you up with a bio.
Sizzle, bit of sizzle.
Ooh, it's hot in here.
Jeez, gonna.
Oh wow.
Take off my.
I need to.
What am I wearing, Tom? Let's get the people.
Oh, okay. So
interested.
If you like a man with hairy feet, and long toenails, thongs.
I was in Lord of the Rings. I played one of the hobbits. It was a good role. Go on, Tom.
There's also jeans. You know, black jeans, pretty standard.
Yep.
Man likes his style. I know ladies like his style.
So just ignoring the few semen stains. But, you know, it's all good. Sometimes I wash them off. But I'd like to think women would like to know that at least it works, you know, because you have some men with impotence. And it's just a bit awkward, you know. You want to prove to them that, you know, you can deliver their children. You know what I'm saying, Tom?
Yeah, because obviously all ladies at our age, which is 18, really want to have kids right up.
Do you know what I'm really looking for? I really want a cougar.
You want a cougar?
I want it because, you know, I've been watching Cougar Town. And, God, they paint a wonderful image of how, you know, they don't even look old. They look like they're in their 20s. It's just...
Botox is a wonderful thing. Just a wonderful thing.
Except when it goes wrong. And the face looks like a mutilated...
Michael Jackson.
Hey,
oh, wow, he died, didn't he?
Jeez.
Oh, God.
You know what? May as well talk about the tsunamis.
Oh, no.
Hey, any Japanese people listening?
No, Jules, stop.
Konnichiwa.
Stop.
Sorry.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, okay, we're talking about an event...
And we want ladies, if there's anyone actually on a computer that just decided to listen to Radio Monash, is on the campus right now and would like to have a date with a man that hasn't shaved his mustache in about 7 years and it still is only stubble.
You're really good with painting a good image, Tom.
You have squinty eyes, straw hair.
I can only see in widescreen fucking... It's horrible. So, even if you live in a different country, say you're from America, we'll pay for your plane ticket to come all the way to Monash.
Because, you know, we have a lot of money invested in this show.
And it's not a scam. We're not going to, you know, take...
We're not Nigerian,
slavery.
So it's all sweet.
You know? Or are we? So, who do you think are some of the women on Comest?
Because I know you so well.
What am I looking for?
Someone that you would look for is a lady, of course, hopefully. Yeah. I don't know if you...
I'll take a dude who has man breasts.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
at least
good.
I
okay.
can visualize that maybe.
Just
you
close
know,
your eyes.
Inside, it's
close your eyes. Bag over the head. It's all it's really stock standard.
Get him
stuff
addicted
here.
To heroin. No, go on.
So you need a guy that... I mean, a girl.
God, Tom. What? I told you, I'm not gay. Okay. So what if I was? Well, you know, that one time. Okay. So what? You know what?
That one time
drugged.
Where I found you in my bed naked. When I was naked.
And Beth was in there too, and I was like, "What's happening?" Sorry. So yeah, let's stick
just
to
so
topic.
You know, Beth is actually my girlfriend. Just for anyone out there, just so.
And
just,
if you two on a Friday night would like to meet with Beth, St Kilda Street, she charges $50 an hour, which is, you know, it's a pretty good rate. I've been with Beth a couple of times, had a couple of flings. Sorry, Tom. I know you're thinking I didn't know about this. But it's okay. I've slept with Beth too. I may have gotten her pregnant.
I'm going to hit you.
So what if we had two children? They live in the basement. You won't ever know about them ever.
We don't have a basement.
I do.
Neither
though.
Of us have a basement.
Don't mention the rape dungeon. Anyway, we were talking.
We
want to
get you a date.
We want to get me
why
a date.
Why is it gone to my girlfriend being pregnant? This is not what I wanted to talk about on the radio.
What am I? I'm looking for. As I said, Matt, you're a cougar. Obviously, if you're a lecturer, you know, perhaps you're in my course, you know, maybe you can work out something. I've been failing my first couple of assessments, so not looking good. But I'm a nice guy. I understand women emotionally and physically.
You don't. You really don't, do you? The only women you see are on the internet.
So what if I, you know, how about the WoW chicks I meet?
You don't play. We're bagging them out like 10 minutes ago.
Or maybe you'd like to go at the nerd because they're quite close to the studio. So if you just head down, you can, you know, they're vulnerable.
See,
on their emotions.
They're both, you're Asian, they're Asian. So if you have an Asian fetish, come up to the studio. You are set.
Anyway, let's head to a song. Enough of that crap. Jeez, Tom, really hurt my feelings.
Man.
I'm human, you know.
Whatever. Anyway, before we go, right. If you are on the campus, come up. We will let you in. We'll put you on air even.
Or come down.
We probably won't. I don't even know if we're allowed to put you on air, are we?
But we are.
For Julius, if you want to come up, Julius is ready to do anything.
Yeah.
He'll take his shirt off in the studio. I really don't. I hope he doesn't. Welcome back to the Fap-tacular 1 hour special, which I will say...
Best name ever.
Yeah, yeah. Even, you know, even the Radio Monash guys, like the big dogs here... They loved our show name. They were eating it up.
They were like, I didn't even read the application. It could be about, where you can get cheap drugs on campus. But stuff that, we saw the name. Well, they saw the name and they thought, there's potential.
They saw the potential in us. I don't know how or why.
By the way, what are some of the campus drug prices? How much for a... Actually, no, sorry. Charlie Sheen's office. We were talking about awkwardness.
Well, firstly, before we kick back into that, I am ashamed at everyone for the fact that there's no women here.
What the hell? Usually we get, at least some kind of homeless person. But, we're not on air for some reason. Woo, okay, shit. What did you press, Tom?
Maybe that's why there's no women here for your date, because of the mistake I just made.
Jesus Christ.
Because I saw them lining up outside.
Then we went off air. Single for the rest of my life because of you. Well, I hope you're happy. I really hope you're happy.
I am, a little bit. Just a little bit.
Damn, I'm gonna take Beth away from you. Just you wait. I'm going to show a taste of Julius and she'll be gone forever. Now, as in missing from public forever.
Hello, radio world. This is the Fap-tacular 1 hour special. It is a special hour for everyone involved, isn't it, Jules?
Yes, absolutely. I'm feeling rather special. Just being with you, Tom. I mean, I think...
I really enjoy your company, to be completely blunt.
Yeah, but, sometimes it's too much. Like the bit where you put your hand on my foot. I mean, on my leg.
I'm on your hobbit foot. I put my hand on your hobbit foot.
I know it brings good luck to people if you feel it.
Yes, of course.
But you went too far. You started dry humping it. Like, seriously, dude. Like, next time, can you not? Just saying. Just don't. You take things too far. Oh, I said God. You could touch it. Next thing I know, it's just.
It's crazy. Well, we've got 4 minutes left apparently on the show. Mm. We should be out of here by midday. The next show on the board. Maine in the Membrane or something like that? I don't know.
Maine in the Membrane. What a shit show name. Well, Fap-tacular 1 hour special. How awesome. Oh, yeah, sorry. No, they're a great show. I listen to them all. I've got all their podcasts.
Yeah, well, this is only the first week of programming, so they don't have any podcasts.
Well, I'm a dedicated fan. Did you hear the pilot? Yeah, you wouldn't even
know
about
it. I wish I heard the pilot.
Yeah, I regretted it.
Whatever, mate.
Okay, so... these guys, I don't know what they do. I assume it's some kind of, just for the retarded kids at Monash. No. But, mate, because Insane in the Mem... What is it? The Main...
Main in the Membrane.
Some kind of disorientation. What you've heard is the Fap-tacular 1 hour
special.
Well,
we've got a couple more minutes to blow, so we'll finish off with something special.
Now, I thought we might talk about... What was it?
We were going to talk about weird places that we've woken up.
Weird places you've woken up.
Where have you guys woken up?
Absolutely. I remember one time I woke up Werribee Station. I didn't have any pants on. It was just like, what am I doing here? Turned out, it was actually, I had a big night out.
And, wow, you really did. You live nowhere near Werribee. I don't know how you got out there.
Yes.
Do you have any recollection
of Wait a second. There's a guy with a Carlton Draft. What a loser. Who drinks Carlton Draft?
I drink it sometimes at the bar.
That's what it's about. Of course, we don't condone drinking or alcohol on the show. Obviously,
on the
they need to come in. So, wrap things up. Thank you for listening, if you have been listening. If you haven't, you should be put down.